USA Radio News.
Plane ticket prices are taking off.
Some airlines are increasing their ticket prices as the cost of fuel continues to go up. Delta is raising tickets roughly 10%, with United and Southwest also joining in. The increase in ticket prices comes the same day both American and Southwest announced flight schedules were being cut into the spring due to fuel prices and staffing issues. Delta recorded their highest ticket sales of all time last week, with United and American also seeing flight demand was increased. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden will travel to Europe next week for face-to-face talks with European leaders about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden will meet with those leaders in Brussels on March 24th. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A Ukrainian journalist who worked as a freelance consultant for Fox News was killed outside Kyiv this week. The Hill reported that 24-year-old Oleksandra Kuvshinova died in the same attack that killed cameraman Pierre Zarzewski and injured correspondent Benjamin Hall. A homeless killer suspect has been arrested in D.C.
Police early Tuesday morning arrested the person they say is responsible for a series of shootings against people experiencing homelessness in New York City and D.C. This was just hours after Mayor Bowser teamed up with New York City Mayor Adams to apprehend the suspect. Ballistics has tied the cases together. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Park Service has denied South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's request for fireworks at Mount Rushmore to celebrate the 4th of July. It cited concerns about drought conditions that could lead to a wildfire, as well as opposition from Native American tribes. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Sarah Bloom Raskin has withdrawn her candidacy to serve at the Federal Reserve. Her move comes after a weeks-long battle in the Senate over her views on climate policy. Russia is seeking a new jail term for a Putin opposition leader.
Russian authorities are now seeking a 13-year prison sentence for opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a trial critics see as an attempt to keep President Vladimir Putin's biggest foe in prison for as long as possible. Navalny, who's already serving 2.5 years in a penal colony east of Moscow, has been charged with fraud and contempt of court. The prosecution accuses him of embezzling money that he and his foundation raised over the years. Navalny has rejected the allegations as politically motivated. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A recent Wall Street Journal poll indicates that non-white voters are more likely than white voters to say that record inflation could push them away from traditional Democrat voting. The poll indicated that black women and Hispanic men, both at 44%, reported the highest proportions of major strain among various demographic and gender combinations. And FEMA announced on Tuesday that it surpassed $2 billion in COVID-19 funeral assistance. The agency states more than 300 applicants make up that dollar amount. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.